A War with the Pig People, written by Strong of the Yellow Adobe of Tachas Tochas and given by him to the library of that Hayamas. The pig people were over on the outside of Buzzard Mountain in the live oak groves. There were more of them than usual, and they stayed longer. They were still there after we danced the world. Their pigs were all over the hunting side. Bay Laurel Lodge people began going over there to watch them. They were all over the place. Dream Eagle was speaker of the lodge. He talked with people in the five houses and then went over to the camp on Buzzard Creek, where the pig people were. He came there politely and asked to speak. They said, "Speak." He said, "Our hunters will mistake your pigs for deer if you let them run in our hunting woods." A pig woman spoke for them. She was about 17 years old. She said, "Can't your hunters tell pigs from deer?" He said, "Not always." She said, "This is how to tell the difference. Deer run away. Pigs don't." He said, "I will tell my fellow hunters that." When Dream Eagle came home and told what they had said, the Bay Laurel people and people who hunted got angry. We met in the commonplace in the evening and agreed to have a war with the pig people after the moon. Nobody spoke against it. Dream Eagle went back with me and Forrester to the pig camp to tell them. We came there politely and ate with them. There were about 60 people in the camp then, and the rest of them were out gathering or were with the pig herds. They don't hunt much and never farm. They gave us a good dinner, pork and greens with pine nuts. There were pigs everywhere, and the children and the young pigs ran around together squealing. There was a huge red boar on a long tether. Before you ate, you went and put some of the food down in a carved laurelwood basin for him. Their clothes and tents were all pigskin leather, tanned in different ways, some of it with the hair still on, and some of it as fine cotton cloth. The woman who could speak our language mostly spoke for them. After everybody had eaten, we sat around being polite, until Dream Eagle fetched out the tobacco and the pipe. He said, "Will you smoke with us?" A pig man said, "Yes, I will," in pig, and so did others. Altogether 31 pig men and no women came to smoke the pipe with us. We smoked it for ourselves, and then named the others we were smoking it for. A name with each smoke until we had named 4 women and 13 men. That was all that had agreed to fight the war. Dream Eagle talked with the first pig smoker through the woman who spoke our language, and they settled that the war was to begin at the new moon after the moon dance in Rotten Rock Valley. We had to agree to that, each pig man smoking and passing the pipe back to us each time. There were only 3 of us to do all that smoking. I was drunk when I got up, and going home I was sick several times. So was Forrester. Dream Eagle had smoked before. Before the moon, we made our weapons and ammunition ready, and people who had fought wars before talked to us and trained us. While they were dancing the moon in Tachas Tochas, we made a war lodge in Kehek Clearing, halfway up Buzzard Mountain, and lived there, fasting and smoking and training and learning the songs only warriors can sing. Nobody was allowed to go into Rotten Rock Valley all that time. People from our households brought food up to Kehek for us, but we fasted more and more. After 4 days, we lived on smoke and water. After 9 days, we lived on fire. These are the names of the warriors who fought the war with the pig people in Rotten Rock Valley early in the dry season. Dream Eagle, the speaker of the Bay Laurel, Forrester, Strong, Whistler, Toyon, Sun's Son, these 6 from the Yellow Adobe House, Dream Mountains, Rattler, these 2 from the Red Adobe, Lucky, Olive, the librarian of the Blue Clay Hayamas, Giver Rose's Son, Giver Puma Dance's Son, these 4 from the Blue Clay House, Black, Watching Stars, Blood Star, these 3 from the Obsidian, Grateful, Cedar, Stone Dancing, a man 76 years old, Silence, a forest-living man, Choose Well, these 5 from the Third House. 31 pig people smoked with us, all men. I don't know any of their names. We started for Rotten Rock Valley late in the afternoon of the right day. When we got to the trees on the ridge above that valley, the new moon was setting, and we lighted a fire and began singing. The pig people were over on the ridge across that valley, and they lighted fires there. They made noises like pigs squealing. We smoked and sang and shouted at them to keep them awake all night. We told them how we were going to kill them. They did not sing, but only made the pig noises, which made us angry. At daybreak, as soon as you could see clearly, Dream Eagle shouted, "I am coming now." He was the war chief, so he could tell us what to do and not do. He told us not to follow him until he called to us, and then he went down alone into the valley. There was some mist along Rotten Rock Creek, and the scrub willows hid him, so he climbed up on the big split red rock called Gow to be in full view. He stood there without his gun and yelled at the pigmen to come down and fight. A pigman came running down the side of the ridge through the chemise in flower. He was wearing leather clothes that protected his whole body and arms and legs, and his face was painted red-brown like the pig's. He carried no weapon. Dream Eagle jumped off the rock onto him, knocking him flat. They began to wrestle. It was hard to see from where we were. Dream Eagle banged the man's head on a rock. The pigmen began shooting at us from their ridge, staying hidden in the underbrush and trees. We weren't sure whether Dream Eagle had called to us yet, because the shots and echoes made so much noise, so we decided to split up the way we had planned to do, some of us going around the ridge in the brush, and some of us running down into that valley to fight in view. Most of the pigmen stayed high up in the brush and shot from there. I think all of them had guns, but they were not all good guns. We had 3 very good guns, made by Himpy the gunsmith, and 8 good ones. The rest of us had chosen to fight with knives or without weapons. A pigman shot from halfway down their ridge in the chemise and shot Dream Eagle when he stood up from wrestling with the pigman. The bullet went in his left eye and killed him. The other pigmen shouted at the one who had shot Dream Eagle, and some of them came running down to where he was, and they were yelling there. And then some of them came all the way down into that valley and left their guns on the rocks and came to fight with us with knives. The one that came at me had on the heavy leather armor, but I cut him across the face with the first stroke of my knife. He ran away with blood flying behind him, and I chased him up to the Ritra Trail. He kept running, so I went back down into Rotten Rock Valley and ran at a pigman there. The leather clothes they had were hard to cut through. He cut me twice on the left forearm before I threw the knife at very short range straight into his mouth. He fell down, strangling on his blood and dying. I cut off his head from his body with the knife he had been holding and threw the head at another pigman who was running towards me. I do not remember doing that, but the others saw me do it and told me about it. The pigman ran away. I had to go back up our side of the ridge because I was bleeding hard from the cuts on my arm, and Cedar helped me tie up the cuts. I saw some of the other things that I will tell about, and heard about some later. Sun's son fought with knives in the valley with a very tall man who kept grunting like a pig. Sun's son cut the tall man many times, but the tall man at last caught his hair, pulled his head back, and cut his throat. Then Silence shot the tall man from behind to make up for Dream Eagle. Giver Puma Dance's son fought in view with 2 pigmen, one after the other, and wounded both, and was wounded so that he had to go back over our ridge as he was bleeding hard, like me. In the willows crossing Rotten Rock Creek, Black was shot in the head. She died there. At nearly the same place, Lucky was shot in the belly. Bloodstar, Giver Rose's son, Watching Stars, and Toyon, who were some of the people who tried to go through the brush around to the other ridge, all were shot and wounded. They shot at the pigmen, but were not sure if they hurt any of them. Silence hid in a place clear around behind where the pig people had made their fires, and from there he shot and killed 3 men besides the tall man who killed Sun's son. Rattler and Dream Mountains were brothers. They stayed together, going around through the brush, and they shot 2 pig men, wounding them, so they went off to the pig people's camp. Rattler and Dream Mountains followed them most of the way, shouting insults and calling them cowards. They were 14 and 15 years old. Chooswell's gun jammed at the first shot, and he hid in a scrub oak thicket. After a while, he saw that a pig man was hiding there, too, almost in arm's reach. The pig man had not seen Chooswell. Chooswell tried to hit him from behind with the gun stock, but the pig man heard him move and ran. And then Chooswell ran our way. After Silence had killed the tall man and the three other men, he wounded a man who started screaming like a pig being killed. While he was doing that, another pig man came down into the valley and stood beside Gao Rock, holding his arms out and his fingers stretched like the condor. Silence shot at him, but missed. He was very angry about Dream Eagle. That was why he shot. Our people began shouting to him not to shoot. The pig man climbed up onto Gao and kept holding out his arms for peace. And people called out, "It is over! It is over!" to the people up in the woods who could not see him. It was about halfway between noon and sunset then. We stayed around our fireplace on the ridge until the pig people had got there dead and wounded. Then we came down into the valley. Olive had not come or been brought back to the fireplace, and we looked for him for a long time. He had been shot and crawled into a hiding place near the rocks in some poison oak and died there. But when he was being carried up the ridge, he came back to life. We made litters for our dead and the wounded who could not walk, and carried them back past Tachas-Tochas to the war lodge in Kehek Clearing. People from the doctor's lodge came up from town. They made a shelter near the war lodge and looked after the wounded people there. The one most badly hurt was Lucky. He died after 5 days. All that time we were singing the Going Westward to the Sunrise songs for him and for the four others who had been killed, Dream Eagle, Sun's Son, Black, and Olive, who had died again. All of us who had stayed alive went through purification ceremonies. Bloodstar was purified as a man. Silence only stayed the 9 days of the Wakwa in the War Lodge and then went back to Dark Mountain. The rest of us stayed in the war lodge and kept out of sight of people and did not go into town for 27 days. After that, we went home. Around the time of the summer dance, the pig people left Buzzard Mountain and went over northwestwards towards the coast. They were brave and true warriors in that war. A Commentary on the War with the Pig People. Written by Clear of the Yellow Adobe of Tachas-Tochas and given to the library of that Hayamas. I am ashamed that 6 of the people of my town who fought this war were grown people. Some of the others were old enough to behave like adults, too. All up the valley now they are saying that the women and men in Tachas-Tochas make war. They are saying that people in Tachas-Tochas kill people for acorns. They are saying they can see smoke rising from Tachas-Tochas all the way from Amakulkan. They are laughing at us. I am ashamed. It is appropriate for children to fight, not having learned yet how to be mindful and not yet being strong. It is part of their playing. It is appropriate that adolescents, standing between childhood and adulthood, may choose mindfully to risk their strength in a game, and they may choose to throw away their life if they wish not to go on and undertake to live a whole life into old age. That is their choice. In undertaking to live a whole life, a person has made the other choice. They no longer have the privilege of adolescence. To claim it in grown life is mindless, weak, and shameful. I am angry at Dream Eagle, Olive, and Black, who are dead, at Bloodstar, Stone Dancing, and Silence, who are alive. I have said why. If they are angry at me for saying so, let them talk or write about it, and those that are dead, let their people speak if they will.